Blueberries are a delicious and healthy summer snack. Although they aren't native to Kansas, they can be grown here with some extra care. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Blueberries are related to azaleas and rhododendrons, and they require an acidic pH, preferably 4.8 to 5.2. Blueberries do not have root hairs, so watering and mulching are important. It is best to start planting preparations a year ahead of time to allow for pH adjustment, weed control, and the addition of organic matter. The first step is a soil test to determine how much the pH needs to be reduced. For pH levels above 6.5, use 2 pounds of sulfur per 100 square feet of bed and 4 cubic feet of sphagnum peat moss per 100 square feet. Do not use aluminum sulfate to correct a high pH because excessive levels of aluminum can be toxic to blueberries. For each 0.5 movement up the pH scale from 6.5, add an additional pound of sulfur. Sulfur can be applied as a dust, but pelletized sulfur is much easier to spread. Blueberries should be planted in rows about 8 feet wide, then space each plant 5 feet apart in the rows. Sulfur takes time to react, so allow as much time as possible between sulfur application and planting. Blueberries will produce more fruits if you plant more than one variety. Recommended varieties vary, but you may want to try Blue Crop because it's adaptable. Patriot also seems to do well. Blueberries should be mulched. Sawdust is a traditional material, but straw or wood chips work as well. Mulch to a depth of about 3 inches. Blueberries must be irrigated. Soil should be kept moist, but not waterlogged. Trickle irrigation works well. Watering twice a week during the summer with enough water to wet the soil 8 inches deep should be sufficient, except under extreme heat. Watering once a week may be enough during the cooler spring and fall weather. Blueberries can also be grown in containers. Choose varieties that are half-high plants. These will be about 18 inches tall and wide. They will still need an acidic soil. You can use a mixture of sphagnum peat moss and potting soil. Use a container that is at least 2 gallons, but the larger the better. In the winter, move plants to an unheated attached garage or bury them in soil or mulch enough to bury the pot in early November. Blueberries require commitment. Anything less than excellent preparation and care can result in failure. If you want to learn more about growing blueberries in Kansas, reach out to your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.